Joy today.
Joy today is mine.
I told Satan to get thee. Joy. Come on, let's just put those hands together. Come on, let's clap all over this building. Come on. I like this line right here. Say, happiness is mine. Say it again. Come on. Happiness is mine. Happiness.
Happiness.
Oh, come on.
Happiness today is mine.
I told Satan to get thee behind. Happiness. When I rose this morning, I didn't have no doubt. Regardless of what's going on, if we don't celebrate nothing else, let's just celebrate the fact that the Lord has been good to us and he's given us the victory no matter what we've gone through this week. We're just here to stop by to get what we need to carry us through the rest of the week so that we continue to have the victory. Let's continue to celebrate the name of the Lord.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Victory is mine. Amen. Tell your neighbor, I am an overcomer. Yes, victory, victory. Victory is mine. Hallelujah. We give all praises and honor to our Heavenly Father. Amen. To our Speaker of the Hour, Reverend Sexton, and to all of my fellow yokemen in the gospel. Amen. To our officers, our deacons, deaconesses, mothers, choirs, your saints, and friends. Amen. To all of you that are listening in to our broadcast today, we welcome you here to our services here today. Amen. For this is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. Praise God. We apologize to you who might be listening in if we had some sound difficulties. Amen. They're working on trying to get that straightened out. So thank you so very much for your patience. All right. We like to recognize any visitors that we might have today in our midst. Will you please stand and tell us your name and where you're from? Any visitors here today? Amen. All right. Looks like everybody's at home. Praise God. Give yourselves a hand. Hallelujah. Good to have you. Amen. This, we're continuing celebrating Black History Month. Amen. And so we are just so elated and honored for those who have gone before us to pave the way. And so we celebrate, amen, what they have done in order that we might live a better life. So at this time, we're going to have a Black History moment. Amen. Let us listen attentively.
Oh. Hey, church, how y'all doing? Good. Hey, I was talking to you today about Claudette Colvin and how she's important to African culture. Claudette Colvin was born on September 5th, 1939. She was born in Montgomery, Alabama. She talked about African culture, where she stood for Black rights. And she was a member of the NAACP Youth Council. She was arrested for not giving up her seat. Oh, she was arrested for not giving up her seat, and at the age of 15 in 1955, prior to Rosa Parks, and it's said that she did not. It's believed that she did not get as much recognition as Rosa Parks due to her skin complexion and hair texture. And she was one of the four plaintiffs in the Browder versus Gale court case, which challenged bus segregation laws in Montgomery, Alabama, as unconstitutional. Later she moved to New York in 2004. She worked as a nurse. She didn't move to 2004, but she moved down to New York with her two kids. And later, she worked as a nurse aide for 35 years and retired in 2004. And that's why she's important to Black African-American culture.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Today, we're going to be talking about Shirley Chisholm. Shirley Chisholm was born in Brooklyn, New York. Also, she was the first African-American woman to be in Congress. And in 1968, also in 1972, she was the first African-American woman to run for president. Shirley Chisholm kept fighting for race and gender equality until she was out of Congress in 1986. And there's also a movie about her in March, so you should watch it.
Man, we thank them so much for that Black History moment. If you think that's easy, you ought to come up here. Amen. I'm sorry, we got some more.
Okay. Good morning, church. Let's give another clap for our youth. Good job. On March the 30th, mark your calendars, March 30th, that is a Saturday, from 2 to 5, the youth will be having an Easter egg extravaganza. Our activities will be outside. Just come on, bring a smile, bring a basket, and let's have some fun. Now, on that Sunday, after that Saturday, we are going to have an Easter program where we want youth to come all out and let's wear our best colors, and we're going to have little Easter speeches. They're very quick. They're very easy. If you want to sign up, by all means, see me at the end of service. There's some other youth advisors. See them at the end of service. If you have any questions, come with your questions. Good? Great. See y'all. Have a great day.
Amen. Thank you so much for that announcement. A young lady was upset a little while ago. She wanted the microphone. Amen. That's the way kids are. They see a microphone, they want it. Amen. Praise God. All right. Thank you all so much for that great moment. Again, we want to thank our Black History program that was put on last Sunday. Amen. The old gospel extravaganza. Amen. We thank all of those that participated in that. Amen. Thank Sister Sharon West and her committee for doing a great job. Amen. And then they fed us real good. Amen. So we thank our kitchen committee for, amen, blessing us on last Sunday. Thank you so very much. All right. We're getting ready for early voting, and Sister McGee want to tell you about that so you don't miss out on it. So she's going to come at this time. Following her will be a deacon's announcements, and director of music will come with announcement.
Good evening, church. Early voting has already started, and it will end on March the 8th will be the end of early voting, and on March the 12th will be in-house voting, which you go in person and vote. So just a reminder, it's 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. I was in there the other day, and hardly anybody in there. So all you can do is walk in, vote, and walk out. So you got to just take the time and go and vote. And it's for the primaries for Georgia. Have a good day.
Good morning, New Hope. We're gonna keep this quick so we can move on, because you know we've been having a joyous time already, right? Amen. Now, we just want to take the time. You know, we always say give somebody their flowers and let them know you appreciate them while they're here. You know, don't wait till the last minute. Don't wait till we're looking at them up here. But while they're here, you know, and can accept it, we definitely want to let somebody know that we definitely appreciate all the work that they do. Pastor kind of mentioned something about last week, how the kitchen committee took care of us and, you know, fed us good downstairs. Men had a prayer breakfast yesterday, and you know, they kind of cleaned up and got out of there before we had a chance to say something. But we definitely want to let our kitchen committee know, and if they'll stand, Sister Pat Norwood and Sister Karen Garman. You know, we just want to let y'all know we definitely appreciate y'all. Y'all didn't have to do what you did, and We ate good. It was some leftovers, and I ate good again this morning. But we just want to show you a little bit of appreciation, not much, just, you know, just a little token to say, hey, thank you, we love you, and keep up the good work.
If there's anyone here who is 70 or older and was here last Sunday for the 10:45 a.m. service and did not get a scarf, please let me know, because I do have them, and I will see that you get one. Sorry.
Good morning. Like we say, we just want to show our appreciation to our kitchen committee, because they didn't have to do it. And I am really grateful. But this will not be the last one. And men, we need your help. We got some good things and good ideas that we want to put forth, but we cannot do it without your help. So our meeting is every third Saturday at 10 o'clock. Thank you.
Good morning, everyone. Good to see you. You look so wonderful. On tomorrow evening, which is Monday evening, we will be having a very special music meeting for everyone that is a participant in one of our choirs or either on the dance team. There's a very special meeting on tomorrow. We are in a new year. Here I'm the new guy. So we want to talk about what we want to do next. Everybody say next. Yeah, no need in talking about what we did. Let's start talking about what we're going to do next. All right? So we would also like to invite you and say you've been sitting out there and you want to become a part. You can certainly come and join us tomorrow evening. Is that 7 p.m.? Yeah, 7 p.m. on tomorrow. We'll either be up here or downstairs, and we want everybody to come. Yeah, bring some chicken and something and some potato salad. One of you choir presidents, y'all get together and stop and bring us some chicken and some cake and some punch. So don't shake your head. No, I said bring something. You're going to make me act up out here. But we want you to come tomorrow because we just want to come together and discuss where we're headed, and we're looking forward to have all. In fact, those of you that are a part of any one of our choirs, please stand. Right. This includes the men, the senior choir, the mass choir, and our young people. We want to really grow this youth department over here, and we need your help. So all of you are welcome. If you can sing, now watch these words. If you can sing and you can legitimately hold a note, we want to invite you to come and join us. If you can't sing and you can't hold a note, there is the Ursha board. There is the mother's board. There is the kitchen committee. There's a whole bunch of other. We need some help up in the sound booth. So whatever, if you can't sing, don't come to the meeting. Amen.
Praise God. God wants our best, ain't that right?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We need to know what lane we need to be in. Come on, somebody. Amen. So we thank you so much, and we ask that those of you that can, please come and participate. All right. We want to ask that you continue praying for those that are on our sick and concerned list, because we believe in by faith that prayer still works. Is that right? Amen. This is our Youth Sunday. Amen. Our Youth Sunday. Amen. We thank our young people who are singing, our ushers. Thank you so very much for your serving today. Amen. All right. Let us pray for Mother Ernestine Clark and family. Her brother passed in Arkansas last week. Youngest brother. So keep them lifted in prayer. Gregory Wilson. So please keep the family in prayer. Also, pray for Sister Metro Waring, her daughter. They had her homegoing celebration of life on yesterday at Sweet Home Baptist Church there in Harlem. And we ask that you keep that family lifted in prayer. Sister Rebecca Francis, her sister-in-law and her brother passed. So we ask that you would keep them lifted in prayer. Pray for Mother Rose Cox. Evangelist Gail Walden, I understand she's in the hospital, Wellstar. Minister Helen Holmes, who's recovering from a car accident. Deaconess Sandra Brooks, her brother with stage 2 cancer. I'm sorry, her sister with stage 2 breast cancer. Please keep her lifted in prayer. Deaconess Deborah Bonds, who's recovering from her procedure. She here today? Amen. She's here. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. pray for Sister Igo. Is she here today? Yes, she's getting ready for surgery. Let's keep her lifted in prayer. Amen. Keep her in prayer, if you will. Evangelist Dorothy Walden recovering from cancer. Deacon Ratcliffe's mother in Chicago. Let's keep her in your prayers. Howard, the Howard family and the Kilgore family. This is Deacon S. Macklem's cousin. Husband passed suddenly. So please keep those families lifted in prayer. The Howard and the Kilgore, amen, and Macklem family in your prayers. Demora Fisher recovering from surgery. Pray for Sister Amanda Thornton, her brother recovering from cancer. Sister Bessie Bonney, Dickiness Rivers recovering from cancer. Please pray for Dickon Rivers' daughter who has cancer, and the doctors have said they can't do her any good, but we know God has the last say-so. Amen. So let us pray mightily for her. Dickiness Willie G. Watts, recovering from her heart condition, Reverend Donovan's wife, Valerie Pope's daughter. Let's keep Sister Kitchen's grandmother in your prayers. They're in Florida. Mother Anna Ruth Walden, recovering at home. Deacon Core and family, they was here this morning. Let's keep them lifted in prayer. Reverend James' wife, let's continue praying for her. Amen. The Bonner family, let's keep them lifted in prayer. Lola Jackson recovering from her hand surgery. Mother Riggs' granddaughter recovering from stage 3 breast cancer. And Sister Angie Smith recovering from a stroke. And all the rest that is on our sick and concerned list, let's pray mightily for them that God will send his healing power among them. Amen. We believe in by faith, amen, that God will handle the situation. Amen. All right, we're going to get ready now to, we have a thank you card, and then our deacons will come for the offering. Amen. All right.
Good. With all our thanks, we want you to know we're grateful for your kind and considerate way. We thank you for being so special. To Pastor Steed and Nicole, my sister called me from Miami, Florida to let me know how beautiful the letter that was sent in behalf of my family, the Austins. Thank you so very much. It means more than we ever could say. Love, Sister Mary Austin. The scripture, Joshua 1:9, God will be with us. Thank you.
Amen. God bless you. Thank you so much. All right, let us prepare our hearts and minds now as we come to bring our gifts to the Lord. But truly, you can't beat God's giving, no matter how you try. We thank all of you that give online. Thank you so much for your commitment and dedication. Let us stand, take our offering in our hand as we prepare to bring our gifts to the Lord. Amen. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for allowing us to be stewards of these monetary gifts. As we come now to present them to you, we pray that I will clean them up, purify them, make them worthy, they might be a blessing unto your ministry. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Ask our ministers to come first. Our deacons, deaconesses, and mothers will follow. Be so kind to face the center aisle. Be directed by the ushers starting from the rear. Blessings and glory and honor.
pray. Father God, we thank you for your grace and your mercy, Father God. We thank you for the funds that was given. And dear Lord, we ask that you multiply them, clean them up, make them used for your kingdom. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much for what you have given me. The Lord bless you real good. Amen. I'd just like to recognize all of those who are wearing their African attire this morning. Will you all please stand? All of those that are wearing the African attire, will you please stand? Isn't that beautiful? Yeah, yeah. Isn't that beautiful?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. That's wonderful. Amen. Celebrate the mother country. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's get ready for some more good singing coming from our choir today. Amen. Amen. Give them a hand as they come and after they have sang, we're going to hear some good preaching from one of our own, none other than Reverend Deborah Sexton. Amen. So get ready to hear from heaven. All right. Sing, children.
So we're singing a song today, and they only learned it yesterday. So I'm going to feed them the words right quick to help them. The Bible says that he will bring all things to your remembrance, right? Well, I'm just going to do it a biblical way. The Lord is going to help bring the words to our remembrance since we just learned it. But it's a simple song. It says, because of Calvary, I have been made free. You sacrificed your life and gave me victory. Even though I don't deserve all the love you give to me, you look beyond my fault and supply my every need. And I just want to say today, I love you. I just want to say today, y'all got that? I love you. All right, come on, y'all. Because of Calvary, let's go.
Because of Calvary,
I have been made.
I have been made free.
Sacrifice.
You sacrificed your life.
Gave me victory.
Love you give to me.
You
sacrifice. Everybody, I just want
to say today I love you.
Even though I don't deserve. Come on, even though
I don't deserve all the love you give to me. You look beyond my faults and supply my every need.
Even though. Let me hear.
I just want to say today I love you.
Let's hear the church. Y'all be quiet. Come on. I think they got it. All right. Sing it again. Look at your neighbor. Tell them. Look at somebody on the other side. I tell them I just want to say. Now, if you can look to the Lord, just tell him, Lord, I just want to say today, Lord, I love you. Come on, y'all, let's say it again. Last time.
I just want to say.
The sweet innocence of a child.
Yeah.
Yes, Lord. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for what you've done and that which you're about to do. Lord, we lift your name on high. We thank you, Lord, for the youth of this great church. We thank you, Lord, for the under shepherd and the first lady of this house. We thank you, Lord, for all of the ministers and all of those assembled here today, God, making this be your congregation. But Lord, we come for one reason and one reason only, and that is to lift up your holy name. Father, to give you the praise, the honor, and the glory that is due you. Now, Lord, as I decrease, I need you to increase. Father, break up the fallow grounds of the hardened hearts, O God, that your people will receive of thee. Have your way in me, through me, and all around me. You get the glory, God. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 There is a word from the Lord. Amen. Coming from the book of Luke, the Gospel of Luke, the 9th chapter. Amen. Amen. You know, I was concerned about this message. And the amazing thing is, God knows what he's doing. And he knows exactly what we need. And I was like, Lord, it's like I'm giving the end before the beginning. And then the kids came and sang such a beautiful song. And God said, that's what I'm trying to tell them. Yeah. So what the babies just gave to you, I'm now going to give it to you in word form. Amen. Amen. Luke, the 9th chapter, we just want to read from verse 48. Amen. Then he said to them, whoever welcomes this little child in my name welcomes me, and whoever welcomes me welcomes the one who sent me. For he who is least among you all, he is the greatest. Amen. The word of God for the people of God. Our sermon topic, who is the greatest? Who is the greatest? Amen. We give honor to God, the Father, God, the Son, and God, the Holy Ghost, to the angel of this house, to all of the ministers and the deacons, the mothers, my husband, to each and every one who makes up this awesome congregation, to the youth of this church. Amen. There is a word from the Lord, and he wanted me to share with you a question that has been asked and many times not uttered. Who is the greatest? Well, the Lord wants you to know today that you don't have to be great. You just have to be useful. What is great? You know, there's nothing wrong with striving for greatness if your motive is right. God wants us to have an excellent spirit. In all that we do, we must strive to glorify God. It is he that we are working for. It is for his good pleasure that we're even here. Where are our Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s of today? Where are our Rosa Parks? You see, all of them were great, but they had one thing, one purpose, and one goal in mind. It wasn't even about them. It was for the good of those who would receive the greatness from a great master who sent them to serve in such a capacity in the way that they did serve. You see, God has called each and every one of us to do something in life. But the question again that the disciples asked is, who is the greatest? Sometimes we're concerned and we're worried about the wrong things. But let's see what Jesus had to say to them. We share with you that the Holy Spirit, he commissioned Luke, who is not only the inspired writer of the Gospel of Luke, but he recorded the Acts of the Apostles. And he was in acquaintance with Paul. Paul in Colossians, the 4th chapter, he calls Luke the beloved physician. Dr. Luke did a thorough examination into the life of Jesus of Nazareth that he might present and give an accurate account of his research. And do you know what he found in his research of Jesus and his assessment? He found that Jesus is the Savior of the world. He was God manifested in the flesh. He is the perfect man and divine Son of God. He found that he is the great high priest who was touched with the feeling of our infirmities. He alone was able to pay the price. He alone was able to rescue us, to extend help, mercy, and love to a dying world. But how? How could he touch so many? It was by the shedding of his innocent blood and death on the cross. Grace was then made afforded to all. Yet the disciples asked, who is the greatest? Jesus is alone with his disciples. His earthly ministry will soon come to a close. He is trying to equip and prepare them for his impending death. It's important that they get this. Their leader is about to leave them, and their assignments will be a great task. How many of you know that God sometimes asks us to do some hard things? Sometimes we do better when we see the master and we know that the master is watching and we are aware of his presence. Many times we do good when we know that the pastor is watching. Sometimes we act right when the pastor is watching. Sometimes we perform for the pastor. But see, it's not about the pastor. It's all about what you are willing to do for the master. That being Jesus Christ, our Lord. You see, we are accountable to one another, but we are first accountable to God. But they wanted to know who will be the greatest. We got to redirect our minds and focus our attention on the Lord. Jesus is about to go away, yet they did not understand, and they could not grasp it, and were afraid to ask any questions. I found out that the dumbest question is the one that is not asked. It's okay to ask questions. There are some things we want to know. Young people, don't be afraid to ask. Adults, if you don't have the answer, simply say you don't know. We got to make sure that we handle our fruit correctly. We got to make sure that we are growing our children right. Don't try to be something that you're not. Just be real. Be true. Tell the truth to the kids. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. See, if you don't know, say you don't know. But tell them, don't leave them hanging. Say, baby, I'll get back with you. Or let's search this thing out together. And that's the thing that God wants us to understand today. It's okay that you don't know something. Don't try to be something that you're not. Strive every day to be the greatest version of Christ in you than you could possibly be. We used to say, oh, be the best version of yourself. Ugh. Y'all know that's not safe. Whether in front of our children or in front of God. Because sometimes the best version of us is when we are giving someone a piece of our mind. We've got to be and exercise the best version of Christ in us. We have to put on the mind of Christ. We have to put on a spirit of excellence. Don't be worried and concerned with who's going to be the greatest. We are created in God's own image. That makes you great. That makes you significant. That makes you valuable. Let nobody despise your youth. You are great. You are loved. You were fearfully and marvelously made in the image of Christ. You are great. But the question has been asked, and sometimes, you know, we size ourselves up against somebody else's greatness. We can see how great someone else is, and we try to outdo them, and we end up making a mess of things. Now, I'm going to tell y'all something. You just don't know how intimidating it is to be in this pulpit. I'm standing and sitting amongst greatness, and I count that a privilege. To sit under Dr. Steed and Dr. Reed and my brother, Reverend Avery, y'all just don't know. It's a lot of pressure. But I want you to understand something about this pressure. I want to be great. So I got to be willing to humble myself. Sit under greatness so that I too can be great. But I don't want to do it like Dr. Steed. I don't want to do it like Dr. Reed, Reverend Kitchens and Reverend White, Elder Bradshaw. I got to do it the way God gives it to me. They wanted to know who's the greatest. Jesus is the greatest. Have you heard? He is the greatest. Oh, we just confuse ourselves when we try to be like someone else. Be you. Go to the Word of God and find out who you are supposed to be. Study the book of Ephesians. You've got to know who you are. But the disciples, they were afraid to ask questions, and they argued amongst themselves, and they wanted to know who will be the greatest after Jesus is gone. They became ambitious, and there's nothing wrong with that as long as your motive is right. They were kind of thinking of themselves, but never mind that. Jesus was about to die. You see, status is important to man. But with God, he just wants to know who's available. You see, when we're in church or wherever we are in the presence of God, we are all as one. We are equal according to God. There are no big I's and no little U's. Regardless of your high or your low ranking, we must all come to Jesus as a little child. Whether you are a lawyer or a doctor, a teacher, a firefighter, a robber or a thief, an alcoholic or a drug dealer, God says he has no respect of persons, but we must all come to Jesus. Humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God and come to him in humility as that of a child. You heard the innocence of the babies singing. It was pure and it was sweet. It was beautiful. That's what humility looks like. And that's what the Lord wants. That's what he requires. God plays no favorites. All men are alike before him. Justice is blindfolded. Not because justice is blind, but that justice may not see men in either silk or rags. All must come. The question the disciples should be asking is not who is the greatest. The question should be, do you have a Savior? You see, we're asking the wrong questions. That's the question that we ought to be asking one another. When you come into the Lord's presence, take your shoes off. You're standing on holy ground. He will be second to none. What do I mean by that? It doesn't matter if I'm a preacher, I still got to take my hat off. I still got to bow down. It doesn't matter how great you think you are. God sees the heart. He knows the conditions of the heart. We must change our mind, and God will direct our hearts. But we got to do it God's way. The Bible tells us that it was hidden from them so that they could not perceive what Jesus was saying, that he was about to die. They refused to see it, and we do the same thing. Rather than accepting truth and that God is in control, that he knows what's best, and he is working everything out for our good, we become complacent, insensitive, and spiritually dull to spiritual truth. Fear not. Psalms 32, 8 and 9 says, I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will counsel you with my loving eye on you. Do not be like the horse or the mule, which has no understanding, but must be controlled by the bit and the bridle, or they will not come to you. You see, we must be careful what we hear and that which we choose to ignore. Ephesians 5 and 15 and 16, it reminds us to be careful how we live. Do not live like fools, but like those who are wise, redeeming the time, making the most of every opportunity, because the days are evil. Can you imagine if the days were evil when Paul wrote the letter to Ephesus, what it must be like today? Therefore, be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. If you want to know the will of the Lord, you've got to get into his word. You see, the disciples were afraid to ask and made no inquiries. We must change our perspective on how we view life. Right. It's time to get aligned with our God and serious about his assignments. Apart from God, we can do nothing. Right. Communication is powerful. We cannot afford to lose connection. When it is lost, you feel helpless, hopeless, abandoned, and confused. Just the other day, AT&T lost service to so many. Now, I wasn't one of them, but I will tell you that my heart went out to so many, because there were a lot of people that thought they were going to lose their mind because they lost connection. Can you imagine a child sitting in school with no connection? I felt so sorry for the teachers and the administrators. You take a child's computer and phone, or if the Wi-Fi goes out and there's no connection, I will only say they are tough to deal with. We've got to be careful what we stay connected to. See, when you're connected with Christ, all this other stuff don't even matter, because he is just a phone call away. See, I don't have to run down the street and hurry up and get home because I'm afraid something might be going wrong. All I got to do is call on Jesus, and he will answer my prayer. See, I don't have to get in a hurry when I know that he's already there. You see, the Lord has already gone down the corridors of life. He knows what we stand in need of. But when you put a phone, when you put a computer ahead of him, when he shut it down, that right there is just like the pending judgment. Judgment is coming. How dare you ignore an almighty God and then turn around and mutter to yourself, who is the greatest? You see, you were great while your phone was working. You were great while you had service. You could reach out and touch someone. Oh, but when your power was gone and you had nobody but Jesus, that's all the help that you needed. That's all the help you needed. Yes, we must be united in Christ. We must unite in our efforts, in our goals, in our mission for Christ. We must be firm in our stance to make our homes governed and ruled by the word of God. The disciples reasoned between themselves, which of them should be the greatest? The disciples disputed often, and they had personality conflicts just like we do sometimes. Galatians 5 and 26 says, we must not become conceited, challenging or provoking one another, envying one another. Right. maybe some of the disciples, I don't know, maybe they were jealous and they thought that Peter was favored by Jesus because he had just paid his temple tax. You know, sometimes we could do something for someone and then haterade sets in because we think you're favoring this one over that one. And then we get upset and we say, well, I'm just as good as they are, or I'm better than they are. When we start thinking like that, our motives are selfish and we're not thinking with the mind of Christ. You see, Christ loves each and every one of us. That's why he gave his life for us. We couldn't help ourselves. But we have to remember that when we look at one another, just like God the Father sees you and I through his precious Son, those who have accepted Christ as their personal Lord and Savior, that's how we ought to see one another. We're not perfect people. We're going to make mistakes. We're going to have some missteps. But don't think that your greatness puts you up there with Jesus. Your greatness will show you yourself. You see, greatness is great in and of itself. But if your motive and your heart is on yourself, then all you can do is see yourself. And then you will be by yourself. Alone and separated from God, you can do nothing. You'll be just like an old ship without a sail. You'll just be out there on the water just spinning. You need God. We need a Savior. I'm so thankful that he made himself available to us. Don't let jealousy become your motive for trying to be great. When they came down from the mountaintop experience, you know, Jesus, he took Peter, James, and John to the mountain. And they were able to see Jesus transfigured right before their eyes. And I tell you, when I read that, it just blesses my heart, because that's what it's going to be like when we translate from this place. One day, we're going to be transformed. One day, we're going to be translated to a better place. Our bodies will be changed. Our hearts will be right. We will see things a lot better. It's going to be grand. But they didn't say anything. But when they came down from their mountaintop experience, they went down into the valley. And there they met a large group of people. And they were, some of the disciples were upset because they saw the conditions of a young boy who was demon possessed. And they were upset that they could not cast the demon out. Well, when I thought about that, I thought about this young boy possessed with a demon. Does that not look like the conditions of the world today? That demon was having a field day with that young boy, tossing him into the water, tossing him into the fire. But there was only one who could save him, and there was only one who could deliver him. Now the disciples, they questioned, why couldn't we deliver this young boy? Why couldn't we heal him? Why were we not great enough to do what we know you've assigned for us to do? Well, see, you got to take your mind off of yourself. You can't do nothing without God. You can't minister. I can't preach. You can't sing. You can't usher. You can't even pray. We can't even walk without the Lord holding our hands. We can't even stand without him giving us something firm to stand on. My daddy used to say, either you stand for something or you'll fall for anything. But who dare stand for the word of God? The word of God is true. But they wanted to know, why couldn't we? And Jesus let them know that this is a serious case. It's not that you wasn't well equipped, but this is a serious matter. And this one comes only by fasting and praying. You see, we got to call on the Lord even when we think we got it all figured out. We got to call on God even when we think it's already worked out. We got to call on the name of the Lord and let him know, Lord, without me, without you, I can't do nothing. Lord, without you, there is no me. We've got to take a stand and know that if God be for us, then guess what? Who can be against us? I remember that the disciples, they got upset at one time because there was one who was out laying hands and healing folk. The Lord said, don't worry about him. They were like, we tried to reprimand him, Lord, because he ain't one of us. Who is one of us? Who is one of us? Who does us look like? How do we know who us is? We've got to learn to stop judging one another. We've got to start looking at each other with empathy and through the eyes of Christ. If you want God to forgive you, then you got to be willing to forgive someone else. Forgiveness is key. I know I done got ahead of myself, but I kind of got excited. In God's kingdom, greatness is found in a helpless believing child. Who would dare be humble enough for and offer Christ to someone who is without? At some point, you've got to realize that this walk of life is not about you. It's all about Jesus. The Lord, if you're equipped, God wants us to go out and equip someone else. God wants us to offer him to someone else. And if they reject you, shake the dust from your feet and keep moving. Don't talk about them. Lift Jesus up. It don't matter about the look on their face. Just know that what you're doing, only what you're doing for Christ will last. You see, you plant, you water, but only God can give the increase. Only God can. Being a true servant and steward of God is a lifestyle. It is a mindset. You make yourself available to Christ daily and ask him to use you in his service in whatever way he chooses. Maybe God wants you to lend a listening ear without judging. Maybe God wants you to check on a neighbor or run an errand. God has gifted you with something. And I'm trying to keep it real simple. God has given you something that you can do. We're wondering, well, who can be great? I can tell you the one that is not great. The one who will ignore the need. The one who will see a person down and not offer a lending hand. The one who can see that someone is hungry and won't give them a morsel of bread. The one who can see that someone is thirsty and you won't even give them a drink. You see, you don't have to give them from your faucet, and you don't have to give them from your loaf. All you got to do is give them the word of God. The word of God will quench their thirst, and it will soothe their hunger pangs. All you got to do is give them Jesus. That's all the world needs is Jesus. We've got to use our gifts. That is our reasonable service unto the Lord. The Bible teaches us that everyone has received at least one spiritual gift and is to employ it in serving one another. Maybe if you haven't seen someone in a while, maybe you ought to give them a phone call. Don't talk about them. Don't ask your neighbor about them. Why don't you check on them? You see, the greatest is the one who humbly serves God through serving others and does not call attention or need to know that the spotlight is on them. You see, your gift will make room for you. Don't ignore it. All gifts need to be operating in the kingdom building. You see, all gifts are special and should be handled with care. The glory belongs to God. Jesus was on a mission. He was preparing his disciples, regardless of their attitude towards others or him. Whoever is not against you is for you. Jesus, he set his face to go to Jerusalem to fulfill his purpose. You see, if you're not living for Christ, then you might be living for yourself. I heard the question again, who is the greatest. I stopped by to let you know that Jesus is the greatest. Yes. Haven't you heard? He died on Calvary. He died to save you and me. He died to set man free. But has anybody heard about my Jesus? He's always there. Whatever your problem is, he'll be there. Whatever your care is, he's there. In the midnight hour, he's always there. The good news about the Lord is he neither slumbers nor sleeps. All you got to do is cast your cares upon him. Have you heard about my Jesus? He went to Calvary's cross just to die in my stead. Even when I was yet a sinner, he died for me and he died for you. Has anybody heard about Jesus? You can call him. It does not matter when, morning, noon, or night. He will answer you. He's always on the ready. But are you willing to offer Christ to somebody else? The Bible said, whosoever will come, let them come. But are you willing to offer Christ? Are you willing to extend an invitation? Are you willing to give of Christ, the Christ in you, and deny yourself? We can't save anyone, but we ought to live in such a way that we lead someone to Christ. We ought to know enough about God to know if he did it for me, he'll do it for you. We got to not be ashamed of the gospel of peace. We've got to share so that someone else can have a peace of mind, so that someone else will be equipped. I don't know if you know this or not, but we all have more time behind us than we do ahead of us. Right now is all that we have. We got to get right with God and do it now. The question was asked, who is willing to go? I heard Isaiah say, send me, Lord. I'll go. I heard Jeremiah, when he was called to go, he questioned God. He had lots of questions. But Isaiah didn't ask any questions. He said, I'll go, Lord. Send me. The Lord wants to know, while you're asking who is the greatest, he wants to know who. Who will go? Are you willing to go for the Lord? There's a little song I'm impelled to sing. And y'all, my voice is a little strained. But if you'll just bear with me, and I'm one of those, I'm not stingy. I know how to pass a mic. I know how to run from it if it gets to be too much for me. But one of my greatest thoughts is to fail to do the will of God. I want to make sure that I live my life the best that I know how. I got to stay in the Word of God. I got to love you and I got to treat you right. In spite of how I might feel, I got to love you and I got to treat you right. I got to do what God commands of me. But there's a little song that says, all the way, I'm going all the way. All the way. I'm going all the way, all the way. I'm going all the way. I'm going all the way with the Lord. I told him all the way. Yeah, 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 yeah. I've decided, and I'm going all the way. Yeah. Yes, I am. I'm going all the way. Yeah. All the way. I'm going all the way. I'm going all the way with the Lord. I just wanted to share that with you. Because see, I'm not great, but I serve a great God. I made a promise to him that I will serve him until I die, and I'm willing to go all the way. I love you with the love of Christ, but you can't stop me and you can't block me, because I'm going all the way. Y'all don't know what the struggle was to get here, but I made a promise that I'm going all the way. I love you, but Christ loves you more, and I'm going all the way. God bless you, church.
What a word. Who is the greatest? When we get to the point that we realize the only way we can be great is through Jesus Christ. Amen? Because everything that we do, he has given us the privilege to be able to do it. Because as he has gifted us, he can take it back. So don't get the big head and think you somebody. It's the same God that put you up, he can bring you down. Remember that you just own an instrument that he's using to do his will. So don't think you great because you got a title. Don't think you great because you got a position. Don't think you great because you riding good, living good. Only by the grace of God that we are what we are. And we ought to give him praise for what he's using us to do. Amen. So I want to offer Christ to you today. To realize, as the preacher has already told us, without God, we are nothing. And right now, you have the opportunity to surrender your life unto the Lord. The songwriter simply says, all to Jesus, I surrender. All to him, I freely give. So if that's your case today, come give me your hand. Give God your heart. She said, humble yourself under the hands of God and watch him work in your life. So will you surrender today and say, Lord, I want to be a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto you, which is my reasonable service. If that's your desire, I offer Christ to you. Come now. Give me your hand and give God your heart. Even if you don't want to join this church, it's fine. The main thing is you join Jesus. That you know if I don't wake up in the morning, I know everything is going to be all right. Will you submit to him today? Say, Lord, I'm nothing without you. I surrender it all to you right now. Will you come? Will you come? Come by letter, Christian Experience, candidate of baptism. The Lord said, whosoever will, let him come. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. There'll be another one today. There'll be another one. There'll be another one. Oh, God wants to bless you today. God wants to give you your assignment. But in order for you to receive it, you have to receive him as your personal Savior. Will you come? Will you come? Will you come? It says, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though you were dead, yet shall you live again. Believeth thou this? Won't you receive him? Won't you receive him today as your Savior? Come, come, come.
I surrender all.
Yes.
I surrender.
perhaps there's some who are not here today, and you might be in your car, at home, wherever you are. The same God that is here is right where you are. All you have to do is submit to Him right now. Just pray the simple prayer with me. Dear Lord, I come to Thee, a sinner that needs to be saved. Please, Lord, forgive me for my sins and take me and own me as Your child. Thank You, Jesus, for saving my soul. Now, Lord, stir up the gift that is in me that I might do Your holy will. If you prayed that prayer, you're saved today. I say to you, get into some Bible-believing church where you can grow and mature in the Word of God. Perhaps your heart is heavy today and you need some comfort. You need some direction. You need some peace. God is available for you right now. As Reverend Kitchen gets ready to come and lead us in prayer, I want you to just focus your mind on where your help comes from. Because all of our help comes from the Lord. He says, call unto me while I am near. All you got to do is tell Him about your situation. I don't care if it's sickness. I don't care what type of sickness it is. He says, ask and it shall be given. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and the door shall be open. Will you surrender to Him today and say, Lord, here it is. I'm giving You my situation. My relationship in my home is not good. I need You to step in right now. I need You to move on my job. I need You to move in my school. Put a hedge around my children. Put a hedge around the caretakers. God, I need You to move in my community. There is just sickness on every side. Folks killing people for nothing. You can't even jog no more. We need Jesus. We need Jesus. He said, cry out to me and I will answer you. Won't you seek Him first now? If it's your desire to come to the altar, you can. If not, just stretch forth your hands and say, Lord, here's my situation. Lord, I'm claiming it in Jesus' name that You're going to set me free, that You're going to heal me, that You're going to take care of my situation. Give it to Jesus as the preacher is praying now. I want you to turn it over to Him and allow God to work it out for you. Let's pray with Reverend Kitchen.
Father, I stretch my hand to Thee. No But it's me, O Lord, standing in the need of prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, we take this moment to say thank You. For God, nobody but You've been good to us. You brought us from a mighty, mighty long ways. Nobody but You touched us early this morning about our bodies, and the blood was still running warm in our veins. And God, we say thank You. No Nobody but you gave us eyes to see. And we want to say thank you. Nobody but you, God, gave us legs to walk. And we want to say thank you. God, you gave us a roof over our heads. And we say thank you. You gave us jobs to go to. And we say thank you. You gave us a bed to sleep in last night. Father, while danger was lurking throughout our bedside, God, you kept us safe by your grace and your mercy. And we say thank you. And now here we are around this altar. Father, there is an urgency. There is a need right now. And in the name of Jesus right now, come now, Lord, and touch somebody's body. Come now, Lord, and touch somebody's mind. Come now, Lord, and heal right now in the name of Jesus. Father, set free right now in the name of Jesus. Make whole right now in the name of Jesus. Now, Lord, now, Lord, hold our hand right now. Guide our feet right now. Walk with us right now. Talk with us right now. Father, this world needs you right now. Our children need you. Father, touch our children. Touch all over this land and country. The mindset of your people now. People are killing one another for no reason, God. God, step in. There are wars and countries. Father, we need you to step in the name of Jesus. God, bless your preach word today. Bless Reverend Sexton right now. Keep her strong. Keep her lifted up. Bless her family right now. And oh God, right now, bless this church. God, you know what we stand in need of. You know our every need. You know our situations. God, give us the direction through your son Jesus that you would have each of us to take. Let us know that there's only greatness in you as our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. In Jesus' name we pray. We say amen, amen, amen.
Hallelujah. I am on the battlefield for my Lord. Him that I told him I'd serve him till I die. Oh, I'm on the battlefield. Oh, my. Do I have any soldiers in here today? Oh, I'm on the battlefield for my Lord. Yeah. I am on the battlefield for my Lord. Him that I so that I serve him till I die. Lord, I'm on, yeah, battlefield for the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Amen. The doors of the church remain open. One have come. Let us hear from our clerk.
Good afternoon, everyone. We have joining us with Christian Experience, Sister Rochelle Martin.
Amen. Sister Martin, so good to have you to come to unite with us. Amen. We pray that we can be the church to help you to grow and you help us grow. We welcome you here to the New Hope Missionary Baptist Church. Amen. If you can be with us next Sunday at whatever service you come to, we will give you the right hand of fellowship. Amen. God bless you. May God keep you is our prayer. Please go with our counselor and she will give you some information. Church, say amen. Say amen again. Come on, give this speaker a great round of applause for that dynamic message today. Amen. Who is the greatest? Amen. What a message. What a message. If each and every one of us could really take that serious, we would forget about self. We would forget about position. We would forget about title and just say, I'm just a servant of the Lord. Come on, somebody. Because when we get home, he ain't gonna say, welcome, Dr. Steve, Dr. whoever. He gonna say, welcome, servant. That's all I wanna be, a servant of the Lord. Amen. And if I can do that down here, when I get the glory, he can give me greater things. Praise the Lord. Oh, that message was great today. Hallelujah. Praise God. And our young people, God bless you. Thank you so very much. Amen. We hope that others, mothers, get your children involved. Please, please. We want to grow our youth department. Amen. And we know we go through cycles. They grow up, they go off to college, and then we got to start all over again. So we are in the new developing stages now. And we need your children. Amen? And so we hope that you will get them involved. We thank all of those that are ushering. And like you said, if you can't sing, you can usher. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. You can pass out a fan. Amen. You can look cute standing on the wall. Amen. See, we got the cutest ushers in the world. Amen. Praise the Lord. And let me say handsome. I'm going to leave the men out. Amen. Pastor got to be careful what he say, because, you know, it always comes back to haunting. Praise God. Amen. Give our musicians a hand. Thank you so very much. Amen. We got the saxophone player here. Amen. You got a little something you want to play? Do your audition right quick. Next time she's gonna give us Amazing Grace. Oh, I know it's gonna be sweet. Come on, somebody. Amen. Give her another hand. Amen. God bless you. Thank you, our sound and video team up there. We thank you so much for what you are doing. Amen. All right, y'all ready to go home? Amen. Nobody cooked today. Let's stand before I get in trouble. All right. Everybody say. Now may the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the sweet communion of his Holy Spirit, rest, rule, and abide us now, henceforth, and forevermore. Let every heart say, Amen. God bless you. Have a blessed day. Bless.
next week. We love you. Love you, Mama.